a Muslim caliphate built in an astonishingly short time. I won't immediately touch on Muhammad the man, but will first provide the background, a general overview, the big picture that will later narrow down to Muhammad and his enterprise. The big picture is needed to position the reader in the historical space in question. At the beginning of the 7th century CE, a new religious movement emerged in the Arabian Peninsula, mainly in the Hejaz region in its west. It emerged in the most unlikely place, in a space of pagan Arab tribes, idol worshippers. And perhaps because they were such, it was easy to plant a new religion in their minds and hearts. These Arabs were Bedouins, nomads or semi-nomads, desert dwellers. At that time, the Arabian Peninsula was squeezed between the two great empires of that time, the Byzantine Empire and the Sassanid Persian Empire. In 570, Muhammad was born and succeeded in cultivating a new monotheistic religion, believing in the one God. He caused these enormous empires to witness, within less than 100 years, the birth, development, and establishment of an unfamiliar military political force, first the Arab army and then the Arab Islamic Caliphate, which at its peak ruled over more land than the enormous Roman Empire. The ancient world changed beyond recognition. This military force, which was not very large by the standards of the empires of that time, managed to take control of all the territories from Casablanca in the west, today's Morocco, to the shores of the Indian Ocean at the gates of India. From the Middle East, nearly spreading, relatively speaking, to the mighty Great Wall of China.